Welcome to a very special episode of Rose Pricks. I'm Ronnie Karam, and I'm with Stephanie Wilder Taylor, my adorable but heavy-hearted co-host today, as we bring you very important Bachelor in Paradise news. Stephanie, how are you doing over there?
Well, your somber tone really resonates with me this morning.
You guys, this is like terrorism, what's happening, okay? It's Platinum Vagine terrorism, what is happening right now in Bachelor Paradise.
They are fucking with our livelihood, you know? It's one thing to screw with their livelihood. It's another thing to mess with my livelihood.
I did not consent for you to fuck my livelihood, Bachelor in Paradise.
So, you know... what do we know?
Okay, well, first off, this is just a very special episode. It's going to be short, whatever. We usually do a bonus every week, so this is just going to be our bonus for the week, our free bonus. So, mm-hmm. You know, if you're wondering, should we come be bonus members? Yes, you should. It's not always about non-consent,
exactly.
But it is very fun every week, so come. Okay, so, Steph.
Yes.
Update us. What do we know, Steph?
Okay. What we know is that, and look, I could read, I've gotten this information from lots of different people's Twitter feeds, from TMZ.
Oh yeah, but, that's all over. Girl, I've been following this closer than the WikiLeaks.
I know. Why isn't Julian Assange on this? Okay. So what we know is that there was a sexual incident in a swimming pool involving Ready Whip Boobs Corinne, Platinum Vagine Corinne, and DeMario. So what we think happened is that they were both really drunk, and Corinne like came on to DeMario, sat in his lap, and kind of seduced him, although I'm sure that didn't take much seduction. They went into the swimming pool, they took off their clothes, and then he was too drunk to get it up, but apparently she like put her, you know, crotch in his face, and he went to town a little bit. And apparently there was some other stuff, touching,
yeah,
rubbing.
Yeah, so this has
he
been weird because the way the stories broke. Okay, so it was one. The first thing was like Bachelor in Paradise shut down because we don't know why, misconduct. Well, misconduct on Bachelor in Paradise. I mean. Either the bartender finally went crazy and murdered somebody, or someone got raped. I mean, it's The Bachelor in Paradise. So let's be real.
Right.
So everybody was going crazy trying to figure that out.
Right. Then, my first thought was, okay, sexual assault. That's what it said. That's what it people were throwing around those words. So when we knew it was DeMario and Corinne, of course, my first thought was like, oh my God, okay, he like date raped her. But that's not what happened.
Well, yeah, and it's an interesting conversation because it's very 2017 as far as like the definition of rape, you know, like all jokes aside, because it has changed a lot over the years and we don't really know. So the next article to come out was DeMario, but it was through a friend, which is very James Comey. So I'm really glad James Comey let that one fly this week, because that's going to be everybody like leaking to their friend. So he leaked to his friend that what you said, basically, they got shit faced. He fingered her. He ate her out. No one seemed to mind. She was awake. She was lucid.
Right.
And she's not mad at him. So then the next one to come out is the next day. Also, the person that we heard suing was a producer. We heard that a producer was the one who got production shut down because apparently she or he, I'm assuming a she, but you never know, he or she.
Right. Probably she.
Tried to stop it and production wouldn't let her. And so she didn't show up at work the next day. And filed a nice fat lawsuit because of the lack of consent, and she tried to stop it and this and that. So then,
but
Corinne,
do we know and have we heard that they did try to that producer is suing because she tried to stop it?
Well, that's what the original story says. We don't know if anything's true. No one's really been quoted except Corinne and Eric for whatever reason today. But Corinne is the only one who's been quoted so far. So that was the rumor, that it was a producer. So, you know, reading comments on all of these, by the way, on TMZ, are terrifying, that this is the country we live in. They're horrible. So that's what we thought. It was a producer. So then Corinne comes out, and I've got these all these TMZ things pulled up. So then Corinne comes out, and this headline is, Corinne Olympios on BIP, I did not consent to sexual contact with DeMario. Corinne Olympios claimed she was in a blackout state when she got sexual with fellow Bachelor in Paradise star DeMario Jackson, and she blames producers for not pulling the plug and protecting her, although our sources say people who have seen the tape claim she was lucid and fully engaged. Sources close to Corinne tell TMZ she was drunk the entire day of filming when she ended up naked in the swimming pool, blah, blah, blah. We've heard that. She remembers nothing. The day after, the cast was telling her stories of what went down with DeMario, no pun intended. Several cast members told her they had voiced concern to people on the production crew that she was in no position to consent to sexual activity, but that the crew did not heed their warnings. So now, the cast members are saying they were the ones who supposedly went to production and production didn't stop it. So production sources insist other cast members did not complain to anyone that Corinne was too drunk to form an intent to have sexual contact with DeMario. Corinne, now here's the next part. Corinne has told her friends she has a boyfriend and wouldn't have done what she did, especially with cameras rolling, to jeopardize that relationship. Corinne! As we've reported, sources say she appeared fully engaged. Corinne doesn't fully blame DeMario because he was too drunk. She blames producers and has lawyered up. Now, this is where people are going crazy, because Corinne's not just saying, okay, we both got drunk, things got out of hand, producers maybe should have stopped it, or whatever. Corinne is lawyering up to sue. Now,
right.
This is where it gets tricky even to talk about it, because as a male who understands his privilege, so let mm-hmm. me just check my privilege right now. We've seen Corinne get fall down drunk and try and fuck Nick how many times and get naked in the pool and do all that. We've already seen Corinne do all this.
Right. So, on a constant basis that, I mean, I know, I'm with you where you're going with this. She put whipped cream on her boobs. Like, her whole thing is to try to ensnare her guy into a sexual situation.
So
she, remember when she was in the pool and took her top off, come join me in the pool. I mean, this is who she is. This is who they hired.
Right. So that's why it's awkward to talk about, because obviously if you go to a bar and you get someone who's shit-faced and you take them home and bang them, that's not consent. Which is, I mean, come on, non-consensual sex. What is that? It's like a nice way of saying rape, but it's still not good for really the guy involved.
Terrible.
But if the guy is wasted too, how does he form consent? Is it like rape on both their parts? It's confusing. And she's not really fully blaming DeMario, which is good. But what's the argument? Is it that DeMario shouldn't have done it? Is it that producers shouldn't have done it when that's the person? I mean, this is basically who they hired. So it's very confusing. And I'm not really sure what side to come down on, you know?
I mean, the way I see it is this. And one of our fans who's listening right now, who asked us to do this show, was saying that there's a lot of slut shaming of Corinne out there. And like I said to her, I'm not trying to jump on that bandwagon, of course. And speaking as a woman who's gotten myself in some situations, you know, in the past couple weeks. Haha, kidding.
You had a girl.
Yeah. No, but you know, drinking a lot and in high school, and you get yourself into some situations, and how, you know, how much are you to blame and how much is the guy to blame? Well, you know, a lot of times both parties are very, very drunk. So, you know, Corinne is definitely responsible for her own behavior. I mean, I'm sorry, and this isn't, I don't think this is slut shaming, but if that's your MO all the time, which it seems to be, then this happens to, I mean, producers can't follow her around and babysit her activities. So to just,
well, they didn't even have to. It was center stage. It was in the pool. Other people were watching. It's not like everybody was asleep.
But I'm saying if she's blaming producers for not protecting her, which she is, well, in the rest of her life, who's she going to blame for not? I mean, if that's what she does, and look, then the girl needs some help and she needs some therapy to figure out another way to communicate with men besides just whipping her top off and going, come screw me in the pool. But that being said, okay, that being said, that producers in life are not going to be following her around protecting her from herself, right? How much is the show to blame for that kind of thing happening? Well, they are. I mean, and you know what I'm saying? Like, what does the show think is going to happen when they're offering up that much alcohol to somebody like her? And like
that's
that
true.
Guy, that guy's,
I mean,
no angel
true.
Either.
And
I mean, we've seen him on the, we've seen his attitude on The Bachelorette.
And
I mean, this is
argument,
a guy who's
right?
like,
you know, that's the argument, is that it's production. So she's not she's basically not coming out and screaming rape. She's screaming that production should have helped, you know, and she's also claiming blackout, which I don't know.
Well,
that she, I believe.
She's claiming that she's not responsible for her behavior and she couldn't give consent because she was in a blackout. But we have seen her extremely drunk on The Bachelor. We've seen it. I made so many comments about how drunk she is. She was so drunk and slurry on many episodes, and they chose to show that. I said to you on many of our episodes, I was like, this girl has a drinking problem. Slurry. She's probably taking pills. Like, this isn't good.
Yeah.
So my thing is that what I'm saying in the way that I think the production is at fault is you took this girl and then you sent her to Mexico. And at some point you had to have seen that coming. And this is speaking as for me, as somebody who's been in production and had to speak out when there was I worked on a show. I'll just tell you this quick anecdote. I worked on a pilot years ago not for Mike Fleiss, but for sort of his Fox counterpart, Mike, what's his name? Mike, the other one.
Ovitz.
Short reality guy. No, the
for Disney.
Mike.
You're like, I was doing this project for Disney about fucking in pools.
No, the main sleazy Mike Darnell. Does that name ring a bell? Mike Darnell was
no,
big,
but I don't really
sleazy.
Pay attention to people who work on reality because I pretend it's like really real and
well,
the Keebler Elves filmed it.
This guy was like the Mike Fleiss of Fox instead of ABC, and they had a big rivalry going on. So Mike Darnell wanted to have a show where couples, they win by having sex with each other, and it was going to be called The Big Score. I was a producer on this horrible pilot that never went to air and never aired. And it was hosted by Jeff Probst from Survivor. Funny enough, way early in his career. Okay, before Survivor.
His life could have turned out so differently.
Yeah. So anyway, I remember having this conversation with these guys that the thing was, well, how are we going to get these people to like have sex? Well, they have to be drunk. And so they were going to go on a date, feed them a lot of alcohol. And then the main producer, the executive producer's thing was, okay, and then we just like, if they want to go home with each other, they go home with each other. And I was like, no, you can't do that. You can't just leave them alone, like in a hotel room or at one of their houses, because you're just asking for date rape.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a lawsuit. They have to be supervised.
Oish.
And you just, it's not responsible to, for your television show, get people drunk and to have sex and that they get a prize if they hook up. And to me, and I argued about this and the other people, especially the men on the production did seemed like they did not know what I was talking about. So I'm making the assumption that Mike Fleiss is like, yeah, get these people wasted and get them having sex. And that's our TV show. And because of that, because that's the underlying, because they're rewarded for hooking up, right? That's kind of the premise, is if they hook up and they're having sex with each other, then they're going to be safe from elimination. That's how it kind of works, right? So in that way, because it's for television, the television show is responsible and can get sued, and they should not be surprised by this at all. Now, if you're just talking about, like, you know, personal responsibility, I mean, the girl needs to get help. Like, she's going to continue to put herself in this situation, as we've seen her do time and time again. So I don't think that's slut shaming. It's just that, like, the girl is not going to be able to stay safe. If it's not DeMario, it's going to be somebody else.
Well,
but they should not have put her on the show. They see that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not even thinking this is where production is totally responsible. Like, how are they not thinking that that's going to not going to happen?
Well, just to play devil's advocate on production end, they're probably thinking, these are adults. They come to this show. They know they're getting drunk. They know they're probably going to have all sorts of sex. They've got cameras in the little huts or whatever.
Right.
It's happened before. I mean, if we take this rule of I was drunk, so now it's, you know, kind of rape or date rape or whatever, every show could be shut down, really. I mean, I'm sure every season of this could be. Last year we saw it. I mean, last year's was so cut and dry because it wasn't sex, first of all. But that girl got drunk with Chad. They were going at it in the hot tub and getting too much. They were both too drunk.
Yeah.
And then he got really, you know, angry Chad. His, like, drunk anger side came out. And so it was more cut and dry of, like, that guy's being abusive and drunk and blah, blah, blah. That could have gone really, really bad. You know?
Oh, and at the time, yeah, I felt strongly that they should have shut that down too.
I mean, way after, when people had a fit about it.
I felt like a lot of those contestants honestly didn't feel safe around Chad. Well, at least that's what we saw.
Yeah.
You know, if you're to believe what we saw, I felt uncomfortable watching that. I felt the whole time like, why are they not getting rid of this guy? This is a very bad situation waiting to happen. And yes, he was being very aggressive with Lacey in the pool. And then he started screaming at her and chasing her around like a weird stalker.
Right. So an incident like that is more cut and dry. Whereas this one, if all the stories are Corinne is, you know, wasted, but so is he. And then she's putting his vag in his face and, like, getting fingered and obviously into it. But then this other article that came out, let's see here. Is this Eric's? Because I was like, why are they asking Eric? Like, I don't think he was there. But they were talking about basically that she was walking around dazed. She seemed dazed and her clothes were inside out. And she was obviously not all there, you know. So I guess the rule, this is big because whether or not they cancel the show, the rumors are they're canceling it. I don't necessarily believe that. But if they do keep it going, or the next one that tries this shit, what are they going to do? Are they going to limit their drinks? Are they going to have them sign some kind of paperwork? Because from the producer's point of view, it's like, here's two adults. They know what this show is. They signed papers. They know cameras are there. If the cast cared that much, the cast that was complaining the next day and saying that she didn't consent, if they cared that much, then why weren't they over there saying, Corinne, you're too drunk, and pull her away? Because we saw that last year with the girls trying to help whatever that drunk ass, you know, who was. Well, who was that? That was Lacey, right? That he was
Lacey.
With?
Yeah.
So they were trying to help her and get her away. So why is it different? And I don't know. It's confusing. And the producer that went to complain sounds kind of like you did on that show. And people are like, well, why would you work on this show if you know it's about drunk people, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Now, does that give you a right to just do whatever you want to the drunk girl? No. But he's drunk too. So where? Man, I don't know.
I agree with you because again, and I don't want to sound like I'm jumping on the slut shaming because it's not that, but this isn't happening only because she's on the show. If she gets blackout drunk, which a lot of times, if you recall when she was on The Bachelor, she was not remembering stuff. She was passing out, sleeping through rose ceremonies. I mean, this girl is a major alcoholic. This is all alcoholic behavior. I mean, she admitted to having blackouts, basically to not remembering stuff from the night before. So that's who they brought on their show. So this happens to her also not on the show. I don't believe that she has a boyfriend. Who's got a boyfriend and then comes on and is like ripping off their clothes and like,
well, you know, you do have to get your Instagram career started. And if people, you know, have a chance to do that, then maybe it's like being in the army where you're like, listen, I'm going to war. I'm going to Bachelor in Paradise war to fight the true fight to get my career in order or whatever, to pay for my college or whatever. So wait for me. It's just part of the job.
So was part of the job then, was she, I mean, then it depends. Was she like allowed to make out, but not allowed to like, I mean, because she's, I think you see my point here. Is that?
I think she's a mess. She has, the girl's a mess.
Right.
That, you know, she's, I don't, not, think we, I think in her defense here, she's not screaming rape. She is saying that she doesn't remember and couldn't consent, but that he was drunk too and he couldn't either. So she's not really.
Right. So then you're shifting blame. Look,
I have to just say, as far as slut shaming goes, I think there is no shame in sexuality, you know, and maybe that's because I'm a gay guy and I had to come it took a lot of emotional work to get there.
Right.
But there is no shame in sexuality. I think that you should be able to have sex. I mean, you have to be safe because there's also a lot of disease in it and manipulations and ways that people hurt each other with it.
Of course.
I don't have slut shaming in my nature. I don't believe in it. But I do have, you know, this kind of shaming, because this is putting yourself in the worst possible situation and then blaming everybody else. And they're making it sound like she's looking for a payday. Now, we don't know if that's true, but that's what people are mad about. It's not that she's a slut. I mean, they're watching it because she's a slut, or that she's a, you know, in their definition, that she's
up for anything.
Right. That she's a, I mean, that's why we watch this show. It's hilarious, you know, but when does personal responsibility take over, you know? And it's like, even if there are cameras there and it looks like she is consenting, you can't consent when you're drunk. I mean, that's the law now. So.
Right. So I agree with that. So, but what I'm saying is I do think that the production is liable and they're going to get in trouble and they're going to have to, they are going to have to shoulder responsibility. I think they are liable because I just don't think you can really have a TV show and not expect bad things to happen when you're getting everyone drunk on your alcohol. They're providing the alcohol, providing the situation, flying them all to Mexico and hoping that that's the outcome. They are hoping that they bone and then kick each other off and, you know, use sex to like get roses from each other.
Well, I always imagine this like the show Unreal, where they're all in this giant control room and there's one lady, you know, in charge watching it. She's like, no, we're not stopping it in fucking yet. Wait until it's in, then it's stopping, because it's
exactly
not, you know, it's not rape with fingers in a mouth. It's only rape if it's a, you know, you can like see all that because of that show Unreal. And obviously I have no idea how much that is. And that does bring legal questioning into it, because maybe they were waiting for that. I mean, I think they're going to have to get them drunk, because otherwise you're sitting there in hot ass Mexico, making hardly any money, eating Domino's every day, you know, and drinking shitty water that makes you have diarrhea or whatever, or Nestle's bottled water. And if you're not drunk, you're sitting there, I think especially as a girl, looking across from you like, here's some 40-year-old balding gay guy trying to like sell soap on Instagram. Like,
right.
What am I doing with my life? Like, suddenly people are going to start studying, learning to, you know, make baskets or like better themselves in some way. People don't want to see that. I mean,
no.
Most of us make our bad fucking decisions when we're drunk. So, you know, I don't think they're going to be able to stop the drinking, but there should be some kind of like, hey, we're not going to be able to put DeMario eating her out on TV anyway. So how about we just stop them from, you know, oral sex in public at the pool? How about that?
I mean, here's the problem. You can't really do that show. I agree with everything you said 100%. And to summarize, it is the production's fault that happened on their show. But it does, should Corinne be suing everybody? I mean, I don't necessarily agree with that, because Corinne needs to accept responsibility for her drinking and for putting herself into a situation where that's going to happen to her.
Right. And, like, you know, if, just to make it fair, DeMario has to accept responsibility too. That even if a guy is drunk, you know when a girl is fall down drunk and just doing whatever, you know, when she's a rag doll, basically, doing whatever you tell her to do. And he needs to take responsibility too, in that even if you're so drunk, you need to be able to stop yourself. Look, I don't love all these rules. I'm 41. I'm from a world where this definition of rape did not exist when I was coming up. This is probably in the past decade. I don't disagree that it should be a rule, but it took some reprogramming because it just didn't used to be thought of that way. Rape used to be thought of as a violent taking of sex, basically.
Right, right.
And even if someone was drunk, it's like, it was their fault. They were drunk. I mean, that's all you heard when I was growing up. And that was victim shaming, you know?
Right.
So I don't disagree with this newer way that we're looking at sexual misconduct and rape. But at the same time, it's a scary world out there. You know, you can't just be going to a bar anymore and getting shit-faced and hooking up, because you could wake up with a male or a female. You know, this could happen to me just as easily. If someone wakes up and decides that they didn't consent and they don't know where they are, if they're in my apartment or whatever, and boom, that's rape. You know, you have to know going in, there's like different rules now. You can't just get drunk and fuck now. Now, I don't know how we're all supposed to do this sober, but we're going to have to find a way. It's the new world. So be careful out there, you know?
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. And I think it's
my favorite thing to hear.
It's a fuzzy line, you know? If somebody is, you know, it seems like it would be obvious if somebody's passed out, they're too drunk. If somebody is like barely coherent and can barely speak, that's rape. That's pretty obvious. But I think it gets tricky when a girl is drunk and in a blackout, so doesn't remember the next day, but is, you can be drunk and lucid,
right,
and talking and having a great time and coming on to a guy and acting like you're really into it. So that's tricky. I think that's tricky for a guy that's a nice guy that's like, oh, this girl's into sex, which, if we're not slut shaming, then are we supposed to go, no, you couldn't possibly be that eager for sex. You must be so drunk that you can't consent. Do you know what I'm saying? That's tricky. Like, if the girl's like, hey, I'm a sexual person and I love this and I'm into it, and yes, I've had drinks, but I like to drink, then is it always the guy's responsibility to be like, no, even though you're acting like you're completely into it, I'm going to say no because you're too drunk. I think you're asking a lot. I mean, should a guy do that? Sure. Yeah.
But, yeah, but they're drunk too. So that's the thing, you know, it's like you don't have the right to assume consent, but then what, they don't have the right to take the blame? I mean, I'm not really sure how that works yet. I'm looking up right now the updated definition of rape, and this is from justice.gov. So this is like the official. This was January 6, 2012. The following post appears courtesy of Susan B. Carbone, director of the Office of Violence Against Women. In a victory for survivors of rape and their advocates, the Attorney General announced a newly revised definition of rape for nationwide data collection, ensuring that rape will be more accurately reported nationwide. So this is really long, so I don't want to go through this whole thing. There's forcible rape, which had been defined by the UCR as the carnal knowledge of a female forcibly and against her will. That definition, unchanged since 1927, was outdated and narrow. It only included forcible male penile penetration of a female vagina. The new definition is the penetration, no matter how slight, of the vagina or anus with any body part or object, or oral penetration by a sex organ of another person without the consent of the victim. Furthermore, because many rapes are facilitated by drugs or alcohol, the new definition recognizes that a victim can be incapacitated and thus unable to consent because of ingestion of drugs or alcohol. Similarly, a victim may be legally incapable of consent because of age. Let me see here. Blah, blah, blah. Physical resistance is not required to demonstrate lack of consent. So this does not mean rape has increased, just that it's more accurately reported. I'm trying to see. I think that got all. I mean, it's a really long thing. And really, this is, we like doing this podcast because it's a comedy podcast and we like making fun of these idiots. And obviously, we can't really do that today. But just to anybody who's listening, you know that this is the definition of rape, you know, and it's not just getting beat and, you know, attacked. It is, it does have to do with consent and drugs and alcohol and et cetera and et cetera and et cetera. I sound so intelligent, I know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky thing. Like, if I think back to, you know, times where I just got really drunk, and what if, you know, I woke up and was like, did I have sex with that guy? And then I found out I did. Would I claim rape? Like, would I go to the police and go, I was raped? I didn't consent to having sex, but I don't remember it. But then you see yourself on tape. I mean, this is the tricky thing, is that from what we're hearing, Corinne wasn't even upset about it. Neither of them were upset about it.
Right.
And they saw tape of themselves. And like at that point, I guess Corinne was like, wait a minute. Boo, I was kind of drunk. But what about she went on The Bachelor and had to, and obviously saw herself on the episode, try to get Nick to have sex with her. She was drunk when she went to his room naked. And he said no. He said no, because I bet you part of it was that he was like, she's too drunk to consent. He saw, you know, was clear enough to be like, this would not be a good situation. I should not be having sex with her. She's drunk.
Right,
she was really drunk
also,
that night.
That was also when Nick was sober. That was the night that, at least from all we knew from that episode, Nick was sober. It was the end of a shooting day. He was tired. She went to his little hut or whatever. And from all we saw, he was sober too. So would that have been different if he was drunk? Would this have been that? The way that they're making it look or sound on in these articles, the way that they're wording them, is that the cast came to her the next day and said, girl, that was not good. You were not in the position to consent. Then she went and saw that. It's almost like she's getting this from other people, if that makes any sense. Not that they're wrong. She wasn't in the place to consent. I guess my question would have been, why weren't you pulling me off of him or him off of me or whatever was happening? Like, what kind of friends are you to say the next day you're not in the...
But here's my question. Is that their responsibility?
Yes.
I mean, if she's drunk and saying she wants to be doing that, and they seem like two consenting adults, is it their responsibility to say, no, you're too drunk?
It is. Okay. And actually, it's by law, it is, I think. Because if those people are standing by and saying that that was rape and they didn't do anything about it, if you're a witness to a crime and you don't do anything about it, you know, there are Good Samaritan laws in some states. Yeah. I mean, if they think that she wasn't in a state to consent and she was basically being raped, then yeah, it was their duty. I mean, how could it not be? If we were together, and I know you don't drink or anything, but just like back in the day, if we were together and we were wasted at a bar and I saw you getting to, I've done it with my friends where I've been like, no, step away. You are not going home with this skeezy fucking guy. Sorry, you're not doing it, you know? And I've had to pull people away. If I didn't pull you away...
But would you have been criminally... would you have been liable if you hadn't done it, is the question.
I don't
question.
Know. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know if that would fall into the...
But she's lawyered up, and she's now blaming...
Well,
you
she's
know,
not blaming
that
friends. She's blaming the producers. It's like blaming the bar, basically.
Right.
They facilitated it. They gave them the drinks. They saw it happening, didn't stop it. You know, would it be the bar's fault? I mean, some people get wasted, go drive, and then they sue the bar because the bartender served them too much.
Right.
And they win, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know where that comes down, but we couldn't wait till next week to talk about it because it's crazy.
No, we couldn't.
And there's really no side you can come down on here and be right, really, because we don't know everything that happened. But it's not slut shaming. It's just a warning, you know? Have sex, but have enough confidence in yourself to have sex sober.
Right.
You
but
know?
I have to just say that I do think these shows are very sleazy for having people like Corinne on. Like, they think that's good casting. I think it's irresponsible casting because they know that she has a drinking problem and puts herself in bad situations. They already know that. They knew it. They should not have booked her on the show.
Was Chad in this season? He wasn't brought back, right? Because I follow him on Snapchat. And the night all this was happening, he was in bed. And he's like, yeah, it's been a really rough day, but at least I'm here with my dog. He has this, like, cute little dog. And I was oh my God. If they brought Chad back.
Right. Then that's crazy.
You see? But I don't know if they did or not.
But, you know, there's, like, certain circumstances. Like, look, that wasn't going to happen with Raven.
Right.
So, and they liked her and they brought her to, they cast her on the show. So I guess what I'm saying is they didn't have to cast Corinne. They cast Corinne because they knew she would make good TV and that she'd get drunk and try to have sex with people. Because that's what Corinne does.
Yeah.
So well, they cannot be surprised that this happened. That's all I'm saying.
Let's end on what Chris thinks. Chris was called out of the bathroom where he's most likely jerking off before his 5 minutes of filming time. They're like, Chris, what do you think? And he said, out of respect to all involved, there's only so much I can say and will say at this time. I urge you to please be patient and respect the privacy of the parties involved. That's it. Why is this an article, Chris? Say something.
Yeah.
It is my sincere hope that we can come to a quick resolution on this and get back to work very soon. I mean, that is so Chris to use come in that sentence. I mean, just like totally, totally clueless. Chris, come on.
Yep. Yeah.
So that brings us to the end of this very special episode. We will be back next week to make fun of the idiots on this show that we're currently watching and try not to worry too much about this, you know, little bit of Americana whoredom from being stolen from us. Okay?
I know.
We need it.
I know.
In the meantime, everybody, be safe out there, okay? You now know the newest definition of rape. Plan accordingly. Don't put yourself in bad situations, and don't be taking advantage of people when they're in bad situations, because you will get taken down. Okay, fuckers?
Exactly. All right.
Love you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.